Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, here we are again for Dr. Sludge's Toxic Cinema. Welcome, all my ghoulies. How have you been? It's been a while. So,
yes,
a lot of crazy things have happened. Yes, a lot of crazy things have happened between the last time your show and now. Biggest thing is Scout got his dental surgery that he needed. I'm still financially recovering from it. He's physically the happiest cat I have ever seen him to be lately, so that's a wonderful thing. I'm also looking for a new job. We won't speak more about that, but I'm looking for a new job, and hopefully things go well. And an interview I had yesterday was pretty nice. So, anyway, back to the show stuff. So, yes, welcome back to Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. And I've been digging through the catacombs below Sludge Industries and going, they need to do a movie. Actually, Carl was saying, hey, Doc, you need to do a movie. Okay, so that's what we're doing. Now, I decided to go kind of out into the wilds of the foliage of the jungle, the back 40, you know, 100-acre wood or whatever you want to call it. And I decided to go into dangerous plants. Now, the deadly plant film genre is rather small. You've got Little Shop of Horrors, the 60s, from once in the 50s, 60s, and the 80s of the Rick Moranis and the whole stage show. There's also From Hell It Came with the tree monster Tobanga. There is The Day of the Triffids. And what's the other one I was thinking of? The Killer Plant.
Well,
the Day of the Triffids, Tobanga. Yes.
I can think of two.
The Woman Eater. There's also The Woman Eater of Rhodes, I think.
I think so.
I think.
Not the one I was thinking of. There's a film called The Gardener with Joe D'Alessandro.
Yes.
That comes from the 70s. The other one from the 70s, so not exactly a horror movie, more of a mystery, is The Kirlian Witness. Okay, I don't know if you've ever seen either one of those.
I've heard of both, have not seen them. So, yeah, it's a very slim genre. And also there was The Ruins more recently. In memory, there was also Seeds, a.k.a. Pod People, and then, well, maybe...
Oh, there's The Happening, too. The Happening.
Yes, The Happening. Yes. And then there's tonight's movie, Navy versus the Night Monster. I'll tell you what. For years and years and years, I've only heard about this movie. Now, I read about it in different books saying it's like this absolutely great take on the Day of the Triffids idea. You know, it's more violent, a lot darker than Day of the Triffids. It also takes place in Hawaii, so it's definitely a summertime theme, right, Carl?
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Yeah, it's
summertime all
Hawaii.
The time in Hawaii.
Yes, and it stars Mimi Van Buren. And there's a lot
Mimi
of
Van Doren. Store, not Van,
Van Doren. Yes.
Van Doren.
Sorry, Van Doren. Van Doren, thank you. She's great to look at. Don't know about the acting ability. But, hey, she's in this movie. It's fun. We should get started because we're running low on time. So, what do you think, Carl?
I think we should start. Now we're at Navy versus the Night Monsters, the 66-plus book. And that's on YouTube.
Yes, so it's free. Just a heads up to everybody, the visual quality is very, very soft on these copies. And any of the copies that you see on YouTube, they're all within a couple seconds to a minute of each other in length. But it's definitely good enough to watch. And actually, the first time I saw this, believe it or not, I was at a convention, and I bought a gray market version. And that was how I saw it. And actually, the versions on YouTube are the exact identical to what I saw years ago. All right, so let's get this going. We're at 000. And, yeah, my version just popped. Anyway. Okay, so we're at 000. And let's start in 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, and there's music.
Yes.
I'm going to have to turn down my computer a little bit. Hold on.
Yeah, I like to do movies that are on YouTube because that way everybody, well, 99% of everybody can watch them unless you're in a zone where it's difficult to get media.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the movies that you do would be on YouTube anyway. You know, the 50s and 60s horror movies like this.
Yes.
They're basically
a lot of them
public
are,
domain anyway.
Yes, and also a lot of them are, I've been having a lot of fun with archive.org over the last 24 hours, and a lot of the movies that I enjoy are on there, and you can watch them from on archive.org. So keep that in mind, too.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I was putting together, since we're just in the credits and nothing's happening here, I was actually putting together a theater PC, and I lost some files, and I was actually able to find the movies and watch them on archive.org. So that made me happy. I could actually see them, but, you know, I can go there anytime. They should still be there. So this film also has vibes of The Thing from Another World, because it actually starts out in, I think, Antarctica.
Yes, that's exactly it. This is not a summer film right now.
Yes, this is the winter borderlining spring. You know, I would actually laugh if this was the same footage they used for the Deadly Mantis of the Eskimos, but it's not.
Yeah. Man, look! He rubs it.
Yes.
Never mind.
And the penguins say no.
Cool penguins! On semis on the ice road. Ice truckers!
Ice trucker, Mother Yumper. Yeah, I recently actually watched a documentary about the supply lines to Antarctica and South Pole. It's really neat. And
I have a close friend of mine that actually took a cruise down to Antarctica and stepped foot on the continent.
That's awesome. The writing in this movie is pretty good, too. Little trivia fact, Day of the Triffids actually came out in 1962, and this movie came out in 1966. Is it a ripoff, maybe, or is it a great dedication? We'll find out.
Well, you know. Now, it's Murray Leinster. It was a really, it's based on a book by Murray Leinster. He was a very, very fine science fiction writer.
Aha. Excellent.
Hold on. Let me just see.
Now, I would love to see this movie completely restored and released on Blu-ray or DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many of these old sci-fi films from the 50s and 60s that their rights are like, nobody knows where the rights are, so you really can't do anything with it until you have the rights, unless it's in public domain. But somebody keeps renewing the rights to this movie, and we can't release it. That's actually the issue that happened with the Brain from Planet Aros. That film was in, like, limbo for, like, at least a decade after the DVD came out because the owners of the rights went, nope, not doing it. And then they finally relinquished and said, okay, let's put out a Blu-ray, and it came out last year. I was so happy about that. Now remember, these are plants from Antarctica that are going to Hawaii. You know what that means?
Ooh, that means they get some sun and they grow.
And that means plants gone wild. Woo! Show us the foliage.
Well,
woo!
We just did Piranha 3D, which is girls gone wild and then eaten by piranhas. So there you go.
Yeah, the sequel to Piranha 3 Double D is so bad. At least it has David Hasselhoff in it.
Oh, it's the weather balloon from The Prisoner.
Yeah. I wonder if it roars. Hey, it bounces around.
Exactly.
Yeah, some of these movies, they really try to put these little comedic bits in. Sometimes they just don't work.
Well, you know, at least he's getting practice on how to use a condom.
Yeah. Fun, keep your hand on that shaft, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's not trying to do an impression of Jerry Lewis while he's doing the whole weather balloon thing, because that would just be too much.
No. By the way, that was Bobby Mann, and he is not a good actor. Now, he was a decent singer, but, no. Bad man. He used to do a lot of game shows in the 70s.
Aha. As like the game show host or the game show guest?
No, guest. You know, like on the match game and that sort of stuff.
Gotcha. Because wasn't there one of the actors that was in Hogan's Heroes hosted like the dating game or something?
No. That was Richard Dawson. Dawson did Family Feud and he was on the match game for ages.
Right. And he was also in...
There's Bobby Mann.
Even the dog is not impressed.
Okay. Yeah, seriously. Dog's saying, you are not a good actor.
Dude, unless you're going to give me treats, bugger off. Ah, now we're talking. Hello? Wait. Nurse? Question mark?
Hello, nurse.
Yep. Yeah, there's a little bit of a setup to this. Once the plants get in, it gets even more interesting. Hold the whole. You know, one thing I want to mention before the film really gets going, these plants are pretty smart, which is a complete difference from, like, the Triffids. I mean, the version of the Triffids from the 60s, they're just big, shambling plants that spit venom. Well, these guys are
now,
a little bit more.
Now, here's a question for you. Your favorite most unusual monster in 50s or 60s science fiction horror films?
Oof, that's a really good question. Wow.
I can answer mine. I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
And that would be the Monolith Monsters.
Yes, that's a great film.
I think that's a great film. What's the other one? The one with the metallic sort of thing from outer space. Kronos, is it, I think?
Oh, Kronos, yeah. Kronos, that's another good one.
But, of course, my favorite of all time, Fiend Without a Face, Hopping Brains. Fucking love Hopping Brains.
Oh, yeah. That's nightmare fuel right there. Yeah, I mean, besides Godzilla, there's, like, so many different monsters. I mean, I could just go with that, but I want to pull something. I'm going to pull something way out. The Blood Beast.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, it's the Blood Beast. I think it's maybe the Blood Beast Terror or something, but an astronaut comes back to Earth and his body's been taken over by an alien, but the alien doesn't want to, like, take over the world. He just wants to survive and, like, have babies type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actual discussion between humans and aliens, and the humans go, now, sorry, bud, we're gonna light you on fire. You're done. And it's a pretty good flick. It's a Roger Corman movie, too.
That's a good one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dr. Strangelove. We'll meet again while we're fucking in the air. Yes. Sorry, I know this is a family show, but if you've ever seen that opening sequence, that's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. It's not like, there's Mandy.
Hello.
Ah.
The blonde bombshell of the movie has arrived.
Okay, it's time. It's time to give you a little bit of a quote about Mimi Van Doren. And so there's a reviewer reviewing this film. And he wrote, Mimi Van Doren breathes heavily to push the biggest night monsters of all against the thin material of her blouse, thereby revealing the roundness of the gargantuans concealed beneath.
We've gone from the night monsters to War of the Gargantuans.
Let loose the twins.
I thought you would appreciate that.
That was great. Yeah, there's an awful lot of walking and talking in this movie. That's one thing I did forget about. But at least it's not like the heavy drinking of Billy Cruz. God,
yes.
It's like every scene, have a drink. Next scene, have a drink. I am too drunk to fight these fucking Cruz.
Well, at least they're having coffee here instead of alcohol.
Now that is very okay.
By the way, I think the bow tie is too much.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing.
And the pipe.
Well, you got to know he's a scientist or a doctor or something important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is driving me nuts. Our local Rite Aid, or maybe Rite Aid in general, has swapped over to this new automated phone system. I got 14 phone calls from them.
Oh, good God.
To pick up my medications in the last 3 days. And this is an automated system, and I literally went over there, picked up my medications, and said, can you please tone down your machine? Thank you. So he's got the bow tie, the pipe, and the pocket protector. This man, this is a man of science and industry.
That's the whole thing. Men of science are not to be trusted because they bring back shit that tries to destroy the dirt. I mean, that was a big thing back in the 50s, particularly because of nuclear bomb. And
right.
So the nuclear bomb would go off and you get giant spiders, you get giant this, you get giant that.
Great.
My favorite
lizards.
Are killer crews, but that's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Atomic chaos creates everything nasty.
Look at playing chess.
Now what's happening? So a series. We just lost two guys out there, Locke. Yeah, I'll tell you what. These plants, they don't mess around. They're aggressive, they're creepy, and they're smart. Yeah, this is one salad you don't want to either toss or eat. That is for sure. Mm-hmm. Did you get the joke?
It looked like a strobe or something is hitting him. Like it gets lighter and dark.
Yeah, no, I was noticing too. I wasn't sure if that was the copy that they have on YouTube or what was going on with that.
I hear something in the background, my friend.
Yes, that would be Scout. He just, please play the
Hi, Scout.
Song. My good little buddy. Yeah, it's got really neat use of lighting.
Yeah.
Collins.
Okay, this is boring right now. Just bring them in. And that's
yeah.
One of the things about this film, okay? So it was originally 78 minutes, but the producer wanted something he could sell to TV for 90 minutes. So he added a couple scenes, and I'm pretty sure that was one of them. Because why do you need all this prep to see the plane land? No, of course, there's... You'll see what happens here.
Why does Hawaii look like the Arizona desert?
Because it was filmed in Arizona.
I don't know. Oh, man, go. Yeah, this is way overdone with the additional scenes.
Yeah. Okay, what is... I'm sorry, but Mamie Van Doren just does not fit. That uniform is awful. Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Too bad Rachel's not here to like really bitch at it.
Yeah, she's like the only nurse with a miniskirt.
Yeah.
Wow, the Gremlin really good number on that one. And she's wearing heels. Can't believe it. Is you gonna mash live from that at all? Non-functional nurse outfit.
Yeah, seriously. And I'm sorry about Mr. Softy, but it happens about this time of day.
That's all right. So now the plants are on the site, and things will start to warm up a little bit. And go from slow to... slow to slow and ridiculous. Dude, do you ever pull? There you go. Take the post pipe out of your mouth.
Question.
Yeah. The penguins in Hawaii. You know why they're using green light? Because green is evil.
Yes.
Coffee's not using the mouth end of his pipe for that.
It's the plant's blood, like aliens.
Right. Well, you know, here's a real question. How can an 8-foot tall, 3-foot wide plant that moves by itself, creeps along pretty slowly, get past all these men at one time?
Good question.
I don't know. It's sci-fi. It's 60s sci-fi film, right? It's two pieces of peanut butter.
So that's interesting. There is a difference between 60 sci-fi and 50 sci-fi. This sort of harkens back to a 50s style. But the science fiction of the 60s was started to move toward more knowledgeable and more scientific sense. I'm thinking in terms of Quatermass in the Pit, Fantastic Voyage, and one of my favorites, The Power.
Yeah, it's a probable science instead of atomic bombs make monsters. And also a bit more atmospheric stuff, too. Science, industry.
Well, it's America. It's the Navy. They're the good guys. Let's have great music for them.
I just want to break out.
Personally,
the Navy.
I'll take that woman over Mamie Van Doren any day, by the way.
Well, you know, she's actually dressed like a nurse or a...
Yes.
Exactly. Somebody in an actual position where maybe just like, I am wearing a mini skirt and I have no sleeves and I have to take care of patients who may be splattered with goo and I have no protection because I'm pretty.
And I got boobs the size of Rhode Island.
Yeah. You know, the way that this copy of the film looks like these guys are wearing those, you know, X-ray specs you would buy out of a comic book. But I know that they're actual glasses, but with just how soft the picture is, like, ooh, the X-ray specs. Look at all that wood paneling. That's not the walk in the room, you get a sliver. Is that lamp a UFO? Because it looks like a UFO. The shores of... Oh, there is something. Oh, if I touch it, will it eat me? Or will it take over my DNA?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, get the flamethrowers.
Okay, so I have a real question for you. Okay, so they go through the next hour fighting these plants. And it takes them the whole movie to figure out the best way to kill them is a flamethrower. Now, excuse me, wouldn't that be like your first choice?
Well, yeah. Or salt water.
Yeah, that's possible too.
That's perfect. Yeah. Or some one of those industrial weed killers from the 60s that like caused environmental havoc. Yeah, I can use that too.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, stuff like that, DDT, well, they probably feed on it.
I don't know. This is one of those creatures, well, it feels almost like something from another world, but I would consider the plants in this to be more dangerous because, number one, there's more of them, and number two, they reproduce faster.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Mimi, put a shirt on.
Bright light.
Or at least put a cardigan on. Jeez.
That has got to be the worst fucking costume I have ever seen.
I think it's a complete lack thereof costume. Look, don't suck on my ears. Don't like it. Bird gets moving.
So, the reason Mamie Van Doren is in this movie, because she owed producer Roger Corman a film. And he produced this film without credit. And so, she had to be in this. Up until she passed away, she did not think highly of this film. Let's just leave it at that.
Best movie out there, but I don't know why it's so bad. It's enjoyable once it gets going.
Well, you know, a lot of those films that you pick are in that range, right? Now you and I have a little difference in what we like from the era, because when it comes into the 60s, I'm much more into the splatter stuff of Herschel Gordon Lewis, things like that. Of course, you know, I was at the drive-in, and I love that shit. This was too tame for me. So I remember seeing this on Chiller Theater and liking it back when I was, 8 years old, 9 years old, something like that.
This is the most gentle choking I've ever seen.
Oh, you know, it's better than autoeroticism.
This is true.
Oh, she doesn't have the white thing on her now. That's all blue.
She sticks out like a sore thumb. This whole thing.
Well, as I said, you know, Yeah, she sticks out. Her two night monsters stick out quite.
Her two like bushels of joy.
Now, the only good Mamie Van Doren film, as far as I'm concerned, is High School Confidential.
Okay.
Which is an absolute fucking blast.
Now you there's something moving. Hey, how's it going? Hi, this is the Incredible Melting Man. Before my prosthetic makeup, I'm here to chew upon you and slap you around just a little bit.
So the plants basically take over people and make them do their
business. They do that too, yeah. Yes. They try to explain it like some venom or like shock or whatever, but basically what some of these people do, it does seem like they have been taken over. So many guns just for one guy. These plants do make a pretty interesting noise. If you watch the plants in the background, they're moving just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of adds an eeriness to it.
Aside from being weak, he's physically sound. That makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. It
makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, let's fight amongst ourselves.
That was,
why not?
That was one hell of a swing. And a swing and a miss. Oh, where?
My wonderful swing. I will be right back.
Okay. You see, the army guys can always beat up the civilians very, very quickly because, well, they're army guys. Or, in this case, Air Force. I'm going to kiss you now. As somebody's brains get sucked out.
I need a snack.
Well, I just got myself a snack.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the kissing scene.
No, I actually got a snack that I can eat, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I did too. I fried some sausage patties this morning for breakfast, had a couple left over, made a cheddar sausage sandwich.
Oh, nice.
This guy can't see anything without smiling like a dummy.
Oh, the dog's dead.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think. I don't remember. The best advice I can give you, sir, was to pick up the dog and leave.
Yeah.
Pick up a dog and leave. See, it's always the creepy noises. Get the dog. There you go, buddy. Good. Because you do not know how much danger you were in. Hey, Carl, in your opinion, this is kind of a stretch, but do you think this movie is sexist in the way it's having Dani portray her character? Because all the other women are dressed professionally, and she's the only one who is not.
Well, let me put it this way. She has certain assets that drew people to the movie theater. So unfortunately, the producers decide to do it that way.
Yep. That's also Roger Corman thing. Some of the, he has
I'll be right back. I've got to go.
Yeah, he does. Ooh. And we smooch. We smooch. Are we plant food? I don't remember. Yeah. This 50s and 60s, you know, American 40s through the 70s, early 70s was really the same. So, random burning. What is random burning? It's the plant sap. So, this may be a precursor to the Aliens movies, you never know. Or is it some asset of the plant that is corrosive and very painful?
Sorry about that. Mother Nature is
no problem. Yeah, we just had our first victim of the plant sap slash acid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I could definitely see, back in the day, I could definitely see this as being very creepy with that noise and dark and watching it late at night as a kid on TV. Yeah, I could.
Oh, yeah. No, let's not forget the penguins. You know, you got to make sure that Opus is okay.
Seriously. Yeah.
You know, where's Bill the Cat when you need him?
Ah, having a hairball.
I love Bill the Cat. Anyway.
This is so not Hawaii. Oh, my brain is going, no, this is Arizona. This is more Hawaii. Yeah, see, the plants are smart. When there's a group of people around, they don't act. They just...
Right.
The Triffids in the 62 movie... They'll go after anything that moves. Where these are stealth murderous plants. And you know, it's actually, I find it kind of hard to believe that a plant could be this dangerous to humans. You know?
So, just to let you know, the filming locations... where the interiors were filmed at the studio.
Yes.
Okay. And Aqua Dulce Air Park, which is California, and Vasquez Rock Natural Area Park, also California. So not even Arizona. It's all California.
Right. So California, not bad.
Hey, listen, I got addresses. You know, the area park is at 10700 West Escondido Canyon Road in Agua Dulce. There you go.
Yep. Yeah. You see, you've got this crunchy critter. and there's going to be more.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Look,
where you been?
I'm talking to Scout. He came to visit and wanted to.
Wouldn't you like to be that bow on maybe Van Doren? Isn't that what we all want to be?
I could see that, yeah. I know where he's looking.
Or possessed by plants.
There's no greens. Yes. Somebody else. Dude, this guy smokes like a fiend. You see that?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to quit smoking.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I quit smoking back in 2014, and I still crave them every once in a while. Start getting into this weird groove. I'm working on my computer, and I want to eat my coffee and cigarette. I've been settling with
them. Oh, I get you.
Yep, they're putting up party lights to make sure every area is lit. Yeah, that's gonna really. Mandy, if that's all you got in your emotional spectrum of acting, go back inside, please.
Okay. You know, that's a really ill-fitting suit or sweater. I don't know what the fuck that is on him.
Yeah, his last cardigan was, like, bright red and just like, no, it does not work. Mr. Rogers, you are not.
Exactly. Welcome to the neighborhood. Here's the killer plants. Enjoy.
Yeah. I will leash you to it. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was a bad one.
Yes, it was. That was very, very bad.
Did you just say very, very bad?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
No, it's the shit they were carrying, you asshole. It's not like the turkey monster came and snatched them out of midair.
Yeah, the giant claw. Oh, that's such a bad, awesome movie. It's one of my favorites just to watch if I need something on in the background. It's so ridiculous. A little factoid about that movie. The producers of it actually wanted to have Harryhausen create the monster for it, but his prices were too high, so they called a guy in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a wondrous thing.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. See, he uses bait. Yeah, of course, I don't think the dog makes it.
No. Nope.
Yeah, that noise is kind of creepy. Now, a lot of these movies from the 50s and 60s did have some really good sound design. Like, we all remember the movie Them with giant ants.
Oh, yeah.
They make. Once you hear that noise, you know something big is coming. And you've got more
well,
of these guys.
I tell you, rewatch The Fiend Without a Face. Because you don't see them till the end of the movie. And it's the sound.
And
the noise
they make.
Sound, it's just fantastic. That movie literally scared the shit out of me that I couldn't watch it for 10 years.
Yeah, it's like a splat, thudding splat, then a drag noise.
Yeah.
Go save your baby. Yes, men with guns, go fight plant. Molotov cocktails, love it.
Yep.
And you notice the men throw the Molotov cocktails before saving the lady? Or not saving the lady? Yeah.
Unfortunately, the way this is paced is not scary at all.
No, it's not. I mean, it's more goofy than and dumb than anything.
Well, I mean, they're actually trying to make it scary. They're not really playing it, you know, campy. Maybe at the beginning, but not now.
No, now it's when things are serious. And we realize that there's a problem at hand.
You know, you basically got a, it's the thing versus, it's the thing
Little Shop of Horrors.
The Killer Plants. Yeah.
If I pop my lips, the monster will come. Yes. And so a lot of other things, honey.
Well, they eat you. Don't you get it?
Yeah.
You're plant food. Buddy, you're plankton.
You guys might want to put the fire out before it spreads. But we're just kind of walking through this whole thing. Yeah, the pacing's all wrong.
Charlie Brown?
Put the fire out.
Nah. Let's have a tiki bar. Have a tiki bar. Well, I'll get some. Get some Mai Tais.
Have some barbecue.
Yeah.
Sounds a great idea. Yeah, you've got all this great atmospheric mood lighting in the radio room. But then we go plastic
here.
Foliage.
Yeah.
somebody gets a limb ripped off. I remember that.
So while we're sort of like waiting for the next, you know, kill, I thought I would at least let people know a couple things.
Yes.
So the director of this, or the credited director, is Michael Hoey. He also wrote it. And just to give you an idea, what else did he do? No?
There we go. I'm the man.
There we go.
Yeah, that's an 8-foot-tall plant. How do you not see the 8-foot-tall plant
seriously.
Among other plants that are not 8 feet tall?
So basically, he became a producer. He did a lot of directing of TV series. There are two movies he directed, this one and The Legend of Mandinga, which is 1961.
Oh,
yeah, that kind of scares me. And that one is a documentary. So this is the only feature film he ever did. I guess he was was such a good movie that he got lots and lots of offers for TV. Yeah.
I wonder why. Now they're screwing with the generators. Yeah, this definitely has Thing from Another World vibe.
Oh, absolutely.
And also John Carpenter. It's just not as good.
Absolutely.
Dark footage.
Oh, my God, it's Hawaii. No, it's California.
Hey, boss, why are you sitting in the dark?
So they only come out at night, so are they vampire plants?
Technically, because they suck the juices out of the living. I think this would be more impending if the plants themselves started singing and swearing up a blue streak. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mean green mother from outer, Antarctica. All right, everybody. For dinner tonight, we're having salad. Oh. They want you to sit in the dark and twiddle your thumbs. What good does that do? It keeps you out of our way.
So just to give you an idea here, a little bit of background. So this was based on a 1959 science fiction novel, The Monster from Earth's End, by Murray Leinster. Hoey read his novel and thought it would make a good science fiction film along the lines of The Thing from Another World. And he wrote a screenplay in 1960 and was paid $10,000 for a script, and it took a number of years to get it produced. And the total budget for this movie was $178,000.
Ah, you buy a house for that much nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe not even.
You couldn't buy a house up where I live for that, trust me.
or California.
So Van Doren was cast because she had a commitment to Corman. Her casting resulted in Hoey turning her character into a civilian. Said, so I put her in a tight sweater and a pair of slacks for about 50% of the time.
Yeah, look at all those seagulls. It's proving how destructive these plants are. And it seems every time they feed, they reproduce. God, she gets me so excited. I have to have a cigarette every time I see her. How's my 2+1 doing? You doing okay, baby? Yeah, he gets to see this little cat. He's so funny sometimes. There's times where he looks like, you know, a baby kitten, and there's other times he's a squinty little old man who just wants to snuggle.
Okay, so I gotta also tell you what Leonard Maltin said about this film. Said, number one, look at the title. Two, examine the cast. Three, be aware that the plot involves omnivorous trees. Four, don't say you weren't warned.
Okay, I got to admit, this movie's getting real slow. The pacing is just so wacky with this thing. It's like, it's just not, doesn't work right, does it? There will be no later, because there will be plants.
Trees
of doom.
Oh, you know one we forgot? We were talking about movies about killer plants and trees. The Christmas movie, Treevenge.
What? That's a thing?
There is a short movie called Treevenge. Set at Christmas, where all the Christmas trees come and kill people in spectacularly gory ways.
I will have to hunt that down.
Oh, that could be done. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube.
I don't know. For some reason, I remember this movie being a lot better than what it really is.
Well, you know, I mean, you know.
It's very talky. That's the thing. It's very talky.
Well, that's the thing.
And
it's always talky.
Yeah, the suspense is very low, though. Hit it with a hammer. You're going to catch it with a plate.
Two plates.
You know, I've been seeing these TikTok videos of people catching those murder hornets with plastic cups. And I'm like, you got to be completely nuts to do that.
Oh, look, it's pie.
Or is it the quiche? Doesn't really matter? No.
No, not at all. Not at all.
What is that? The Vulcan neck or Vulcan chop? How can one man take out three soldiers? Nope. There you go. Oh, he's still strong. Oh.
This whole thing with the people at the base, that was all added. All this was added.
Yeah.
So she is definitely the best-looking woman in the whole show.
Yeah. Probably the best dressed, too.
Sorry, I'm not like most men. I don't like my women top-heavy.
Hey, you like what you like.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone likes plans.
So we got a movie. We got a bunch of military people. We got an attractive lady who's scantily clad through the whole thing. We got killer plants. How can we waste about 2 hours and not get anything done by making this movie?
Well, it's like I said before. They're plants. There's fire.
Yeah.
Get flamethrowers. Fuck them up. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully this gets moving here a little while.
I tell you, you and I, the next one you do, I'm picking. And I can tell you exactly what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
We're going to do Fiend Without a Face.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. You know, there's a lot of 50s and 60s logic in there that just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to turn off a nuclear reactor and use dynamite? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, we'll get into that when we do the movie. But I will say this. There were two movies a certain director was looking to remake from the 50s. One of them was Fiend Without a Face. The other one was The Fly. Guess which one he picked?
Ah, The Fly. If only Cronenberg did think Fiend Without a Face, that would have been fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, are you kidding? That would have been fucking beautiful. I'll tell you another one. He was supposed to do Total Recall. He had a script and everything. And they looked at the script and they said, this is too cerebral. Nope, we're not doing it.
Yeah, Arnold in a cerebral film. Yeah, can be done, but not very well.
Listen, I don't mind that movie, but it ain't what it could have been. It's
right.
What it is, which is fun. It's a fun movie.
It looks elevator plant.
Yay.
How could you not see the plant? Come on. Well, he's officially been disarmed now.
That's pretty cool. Now, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
cool. I'll give you that. That's a good one.
Yeah, more violence than Day of the Triffids.
Not that I really buy that his arm is actually off, but it's not a, it's not bad for the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, you take a look at things that I watched when I was at the drive-in, like Blood Feast and things like that, and the Hearst of Gordon Lewis. They were a lot more horrific than something like this.
Oh, yeah. You know, Wizard of Gore and the Gore Girl.
I love the Gore Girls. I freaking love that movie. Love that film.
Jeez, Mammy.
Oh,
wow.
There's her night monsters. Why don't you just, you know, get coffee with those? Really? Just have to, like, bend down a little bit. Seriously.
She comes with armor plating. I think there are about 20 minutes left.
Excuse me. What's not to understand? My mutant trees want to eat you. Okay? It's not that hard to wrap your head around it and figure out, hey, they're trees. We have fire. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist. Maybe it takes a biologist, but you got three of them there. Well, actually, now you have two.
Yep.
Seriously, guys.
Kind of reminds me of one of the Quartermass movies where there was a guy who turned into like a big old moss monster, but he was running away from the hostel in a robe like this. Just,
yeah.
Old sci-fi thing. You know, I've always wanted to try driving one of these Wiley's Jeeps or Willie's Jeeps. Yes, I can drive standard. It's amazing. He says jokingly. The showdown. Can two men take out a mutant monster planet? Who knows? Who cares? When will the movie end?
Don't get near it, you fucker. Seriously.
Yeah.
Kind of looks kind of cool, though. But Tabanga got pregnant, man. Tabanga definitely got pregnant. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Seated. And you can shoot a plant. Yep. The movie does have little tidbits of coolness here and there. It just falls
there
over.
There you go.
You're going to need to napalm the whole area.
You know, that's actually been used before with vampire films.
Oh, yeah.
When they attack people in Alaska, because the night is 6 months long.
Yeah, 30 days of night.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a good explanation.
Oh, yeah.
Good catch of the explosives. Was that even lit? And she screams for no reason. Dude, throw a lit one. There you go. The little one falls over.
Let's knock it over. And knocked over.
Fall down, fall down, go boom. See this little speck in the ocean right there? Yeah, we're going to napalm all of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. Fire good. The plant's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is one of the few times I'll say plant's bad, fire good. Usually it's the other way around. Plant's good, fire bad. Wait, I don't see the island on this map.
No, it's not Nepal, it's napalm. I'm just going with the subtitles here.
Bring in the fire.
Ready, aim, napalm.
Yeah, I had to throw it in four-wheel drive just to get over those palms over there.
Mm-hmm. Look, they're moving stumps.
Yeah. It's log, log, log. Floating pairs of rolls downstairs. Log, log, log. Remember, kids, napalm solves a lot of things. Plants, giant tarantulas.
Oh, look. The Navy to the rescue. The Air Force, actually.
They said U.S. Navy.
Okay.
That's about the most Navy thing in this whole movie. Okay, everybody. We're over walking.
There you go.
Random scenes. Well, it's really low to be dropping napalm, in my opinion.
Yeah. Seriously.
What we have here? Oh,
I'm melting! I'm melting!
Yes. Now the cacti are officially our enemy.
Not the cacti. Two. The dog died.
Yeah. Oh, I just got that. Completely different planes from the first scenes.
Mm-hmm.
This mishmash of stuff can be yours for the low price of a YouTube subscription.
You know, it's all stock footage. It's all stock footage.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, they are just blasting the heck out of these poor little plants. We went from plains to the mountains.
Well, the only reason you struggled with the unknown is because you didn't get it right away. They were plants.
Yay!
You had fire.
Fire is a great equalizer, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow mover. It's got a couple good ideas here and there. It just doesn't mesh well, but it's a movie.
You know, it's better than The Killer Shrews.
Yes, less drinking than The Killer Shrews.
Seriously. Well, I guarantee the next one we do, we're doing a good one. And we're going to do Fiend Without a Face. I love that movie.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's actually out on Criterion.
Yes.
Oh, it was. I think it's out of print now, but yeah.
Yeah, it's out of print, but it's such a great movie. I actually have a replica of The Fiend Without a Face someplace, and it's so cool.
Oh, I would love that. I'd love my own hopping brain. Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, I need to disappear because I have a show in a half hour on another network.
Not a problem.
So I need to disappear and get ready for that one.
All right. So it was great to have you on the show. I appreciate you being here and putting up with all my crappy movies. And we'll be back sometime soon with another episode of Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema.
Absolutely.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
No problem. Thank you, Carl. Night. Good night, everybody.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, those are so yucky.